Thank you and good morning. A hotshot firefighting crew from Redding is headed to the Marble Wilderness in Siskiyou County to battle a fire that was started by a pair of missing hikers from Eureka. The father and son duo, 54-year-old Joseph Hopkins and 14-year-old Cody Hopkins, had been out in the wilderness on a 10-day hiking trip that lasted a week longer than planned. The pair set a signal fire on Monday night, and it was used to guide in rescue personnel who located and escorted the two out of the forest to safety. The fire was used as a signal, then got out of control, and it continues to burn. Forest officials and fire commanders are waiting for the inversion layer to lift before they begin suppression efforts. That newest fire burning in Marble Mountain is the latest wildfire in the region, and so far, fire activity across the North Coast has been light. The Pony Fire, burning southwest of Happy Camp, stands at 90% containment after it burned more than 2,800 acres, and fire crews from Redding are on the way to Marble Mountain to begin the attack on the newest blaze today. On Monday, fire crews responded to a small blaze along Highway 96 that grew to 60 acres between Monday and Tuesday. The small milepost fire was spotted burning a mile south of Wichpeck, and fire resources from the county were called in. Fire crews managed to halt the spread of the fire by Tuesday night, and CAL FIRE crews were released from the scene, with local firefighters left to mop up and monitor the situation. Fortuna police arrested a man wanted in connection with a shooting incident on Tuesday afternoon after officers located and contacted him at around 2 o'clock this morning. Fortuna police arrested Dustin Johnson on suspicion of firing a shotgun at a second man with whom he had gotten into a physical altercation yesterday. Johnson and the second man allegedly fought over money and property, and after they separated, Johnson returned later, confronted the man, and fired a shotgun at him. The second man was uninjured, and Johnson fled the scene after he stashed the shotgun under a nearby trailer. It was later recovered, and Johnson was booked for attempted murder and armed robbery. Jordan Christmas has news from the CHP.
The Humboldt Area Command of the California Highway Patrol announced the promotion of Lieutenant Brett Fabree to the rank of captain. Fabree is set to become the new commander for the Humboldt Area CHP on August 1st, after spending the last 3 years in Southern Humboldt as the CHP commander for the Garberville area. A third-generation Humboldt County native, Fabree has had a career in law enforcement for over 24 years, first starting out with the Arcata Police Department.
Thank you, Jordan. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of smoke coming from an area near T Street in Eureka yesterday afternoon, and when fire crews reached the scene, they found two transients trying to extinguish a fire, along with other people on scene, that had spread to personal belongings, including a tent. The fire then began to spread to dry brush and grass, and firefighters evacuated the area, built containment lines around the quarter-acre fire, and then managed the scene until the fire was extinguished after nearly 2 hours. There were no injuries reported, and fire officials want to remind everyone to call 911 when there is a fire so that trained firefighters can be dispatched to battle those large fires that can grow rapidly. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We get warnings and alerts regularly regarding tax fraud scams that target a certain demographic, and those fraud scams usually come in the form of a phone call when the caller will pose as a representative of the IRS, trying to trick residents into sending money to an unknown location. Accountant Bill McCauley took time on Tuesday's Talk Shop to talk about tax fraud, and he believes that it's becoming increasingly prevalent. One of the first ways to figure out if you're the target of a tax scam over the phone is to get the caller ID to see if that call came from a Washington, D.C. area phone.
I've got one on my cell phone. I've kept the recording because I think it's kind of funny. And it's interesting, on my cell phone, I can see that the phone call came from Washington, D.C. Now, first of all, I know enough about the IRS to know I would never get a call from Washington, D.C. I would get it from Ogden, Utah, or I would get it from Fresno.
McCauley pointed out that the only way the IRS will contact you about an official matter is through the mail.
If you get a phone call from the IRS or you get an email from the IRS, just delete it. You do not have to worry about there being any consequence while you fail to respond to them. The first contact you will get from the IRS is nearly always going to be in the form of correspondence. So if it didn't come in a letter that started this correspondence, delete it.
You can hear Bill McCauley talk about tax fraud and other subjects on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.